Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose. Why is this so significant? So that you may fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia for You. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast, our programming today, our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for our audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to simply chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are taking another point of view look at this precious commodity of time, which truly is our greatest resource, and how do I more effectively manage my time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, send someone an email of facts, take a moment to invite someone to the show to join you, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. At this time, I want to encourage you, Coach Adams wants to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, tablets, iPads, iPhones, whatever you need to take notes, bottom line, you want to grab that. Because today's insight is truly, without question, going to be rich. And I say that because this subject of time management is a subject that all of us, Coach Adams included, is always fighting to grow and develop in. You know, it's so interesting. If you've been listening to the show over the past few weeks, you've heard me make mention of Coach Adams being a co-author and a part of the Change Book 14. Well, each month, the Change community, the Change Book community, has a coaching call with the producers of this project. What was so dynamically awesome today was that call, and the subject that was discussed, which was already the subject designed for today's installment of Motivational Mondays, was understand your time. And I thought this was so awesome because truly for Coach Adams, that was confirmation. And it was confirmation because this is a subject, I don't care how many times you've heard it and I am in the mix with you. I don't care how many times I hear insight around time management. It is an area that I am continuously growing and developing new strategies and tools in my toolbox to do better in this area. And so I want to bring to today's installment a greater fullness around this subject of time management. If you're doing well, kudos to you. Because the last 2 weeks we've been in our Shape Up series and we've been getting in shape to win. We were working through our SHAPE acronym, and last week we mentioned that we would be picking things up with time management today. And so I want to share with you that this precious commodity of time, our greatest resource, is yet a precious commodity that many of us, we waste. We waste this commodity of time. One of the things that we must truly understand, how and where do I need to invest my time? Not just wasting my time, but having a greater consciousness on where we are spending our time. And Coach Adams is always sharing with you that I am in the trenches with you, growing and developing through these processes with you, may have greater insight, may be a little ahead on the journey, but I am always stepping back, designing and redesigning, reevaluating, because everything in our lives we should continuously be evaluating so that we can improve our systems. And this is a system that, again, no matter how tight I may get in one particular area, I realize, I need to work on other areas. And so just to give you a broad stroke summary of this subject of time management, that I often reference the time management quadrants by Franklin Covey, we understand that there are 24 hours in a day, okay, that in and of itself is so not rocket science. We get that. The significant thing of understanding is how does this 24 hours in a day break down? We have 8 hours designated for work, 8 hours designated for leisure, and 8 hours designated for sleep is what has been stated. Now, this is what's important to understand, and we're going to wrap our brains around this as we are working it now. We're working our vision so that we can achieve our goals and live out our dreams. And so the successful person will wisely use the designated 8 hours of leisure time for achieving his or her goals. But we have to understand, where should my time be focused? Where should I be investing my time so that I can leverage my time? You know, as I was looking for greater insight and a greater richness for today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. And I want to mention, speaking of Inspired Media for You, wow, it is amazing to come to the realization that February marks our 2-year anniversary on the air, Motivational Mondays on the air with Inspired Media for You. We were on the air over 2 years with another network prior to switching networks and coming to Inspired Media for You. So celebrate with us as we celebrate our 2-year anniversary on the airwaves, 2-year anniversary on the airwaves on Inspired Media for You, over 4 years in general. So 2 years on Inspired Media for You and over 4 years in general on the airwaves. And it's so awesome because I often will state that I absolutely love Mondays, no joke, because I love the opportunity and having this platform to come and to be used to empower each and every one of you. And as I was saying before I started to bring in the celebration of being on the air over 4 years and on Inspired Media for You over 2 years or 2-year anniversary this month, February, I was sharing with you, our global listening audience, that in doing further research around time management and this subject, I found this cute article by Forbes. And I thought it was so awesome because it speaks about how does one manage time more effectively. And what I love is that there is a reference to the time management quadrants. They may call them or identify them a little differently, but the bottom line is that it's the same thing. But what I thought was so cute is that they make reference to the secret to time management is simply Jedi time tricks. I love that. That was just so cute. That made me laugh because of the illustrations, and it's so true. Many of us think if we have our Jedi time tricks, we can more effectively manage our time, but that's not true. We have to fully understand how the time quadrants break down and where I should be investing my time. And I keep saying investing because it's important to understand that wherever you focus your time, it is either an asset, which means it's an investment, or it's a liability. If you're wasting your time, that in essence is a liability. And so we need to truly recognize that this significance of time and managing time more effectively, it's not going to happen with our secrets of the Jedi time tricks. It's not that simple. We have to know where our time is broken down, how much time I have in a given day, and where I am focusing my time. And I have to focus my time ultimately in those areas that I'm going to share with you. So the 4 basic time quadrants: critical, important, 10%, Important, not critical, 87%. Critical, but not important, 3%. Not critical, not important, 0%. What I want us to understand is that our time should be focused in on the 87% quadrant as it relates to us focusing on our vision, working our vision, achieving our goals so that we can live out our dreams. Important, not critical, is that quadrant where our focus should be, but for many of us, we are tripping all day in critical, important. Everything is a fire that I have to fight and that I have to put out. We're in constant firefighter mode. In other cases, many of us, we are focusing in that couch potato mode. We are not even doing what we need to do for our dreams to become a reality, for our goals to manifest, because we're not focusing the energy where we need to. We're not investing in those areas that are important, because any input is going to yield an output. So whatever time you are spending for your vision, that's what you're going to get out. And if you don't like the result that you are giving, then you need to step back. You need to step back and you need to reassess, reevaluate, where am I investing my time? One of the things that I thought was so key on today's coaching call for the Change Book community, the co-authors, and Coach Adams is a co-author of the Change Book, number 14, powerful piece on the power of words. And so I want to share with you that one of the things I thought was so awesome is that there was this awareness of having a sense of urgency all the time. Not that you are fighting fires all the time, but you have a greater sense of urgency all the time, which supports your vision. And one of the things that is key that I recognize that many of us fall short on, the reason why our time is not, we're not operating in a more efficient manner with our time, is because many of us, we don't know how to say no, so we're taking all of these various things on. We have so much on our plate. Our plate is weighed down and heavy. We are bogged down because we don't know how to say no. And that is important, because I can't take on everything for you just because I'm able. I can take on those things that align with my vision and my purpose, and that's why we have to be clear on our vision and purpose. We spent 2 weeks outlining our shape, talking about strategies and our heart and all of those various things that make up our shape, our attitude, the necessity and significance of perseverance, and, of course, executing. And so all of that was to get us to this place of understanding that when I'm clear on my vision, when I have a clear blueprint, now everything that I say yes to, everything that I do is driven by my vision. Even if you're having to work in the workplace in corporate America in this season, still figure out, how does this support me with my vision? You know, when I transitioned out of real estate into property management forever ago now, and I got the awakening in 1999, the awareness came to me of my purpose and what I was placed on the planet to do. When I was in property management, I started to step back and take on positions while I still had to be in corporate America. Take on positions that further aligned me for being able to sharpen the saw, as Stephen Covey would say, sharpening the saw, meaning growing and developing, getting experience and training in that environment that supported my vision. And so whatever your season is, we do need to know what our season is. But this is what I've come to realize. You cannot use the season that you're in as an excuse as to why you're not achieving more. You just have to manage your time more effectively. For example, you work every day because to birth your vision, to convert your vision, to give life to your vision, to blow breath into your vision, you have to sacrifice. It's going to cost you something. And that something that it costs is this most precious resource, the greatest commodity that we have. It's going to cost you time. Many of us are not seeing the results that we want because we're not willing to step away from those brainless things that are not serving or benefiting our vision, our goals, and us living out our dreams. I know that we're in a social media world, and this is by no means an attack. But think about how much time you spend on social media. And for some of you, I know it is in the hours of time. If you literally evaluated how much time you are surfing through Instagram, Facebook, on Snapchat, on Twitter, and all of the networks that I don't even know, LinkedIn is different because LinkedIn at least has a primary business focus. So if you're playing in that sandbox, at least it's, the focus is primarily business-related, business-based, whereas Facebook and all of the other ones, and this is not an attack because Coach Adams is on the networks that she's mentioned, not on Snapchat, but Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. So I'm on there as well. But what I've come to realize is that we are there to stay and be relevant, but many, and I'm not guilty of this because I just don't have the time. I really don't have the time. With all of what I'm working in this season, in the process of working in this season, between my ministry responsibilities and serving a global ministry as their global master trainer with Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, the Coach Adams brand and all of what that means, the release of the Change Book number 14 that I'm associated with, joining the John Maxwell team, consulting on a regular basis, executive consulting in this season on a regular basis for a major developer, the speaking, the training, the wind shops, all the motivational monies, all of that. So I share that, not trying to say Coach Adams is all of that, but to point the picture in that I honestly don't have the time to do the surfing that some may in some way find the time and get lost. I don't have it. I fight to stay relevant in those mediums, doing what's needful, but I don't get lost. But many get lost. And why am I sharing this? Because you can look up in a day and find that you've been surfing through social media, you got caught up and lost for a couple of hours. But then when it comes down to your vision, you are constantly saying, I don't have what? Time. When you've just wasted, not invested, but you've just wasted all of this time on social media. What I was saying is, and bringing this to a fullness, this particular portion of what we're talking about on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, as we celebrate our second year on Inspired Media for You, but over 4 years on the air as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams on the previous network prior to this two-year anniversary with Inspire Media for you. But when we're talking about this time, at the top of the hour, I said that it's important to recognize, where am I investing time versus wasting time? Where am I investing time? When I'm investing time, it now becomes an asset for me. When I am wasting time, it's now a liability. And we were talking about that in order for us to crystallize our vision, in order for us to achieve our goals, in order for us to live our dreams, we must operate in the right quadrant of time, which is that important, not critical. That, simply put, is the quadrant of planning and preparation, your business plan, preparation for a project, doing your due diligence, research, all of those various things. They're important, but it's not critical. But many of us, we waste our time, as we were discussing in social media, on social media. But in order for us to manifest our vision, in order for us to achieve our goals, in order for us to live out our dreams, we have to be willing to sacrifice. And so if you're feeling like, I don't have time, you need to step back and determine, where can I sacrifice? An illustration was given today on my The Change Book Series coaching call. Get up an hour earlier. I often say get up an hour earlier or stay up an hour later. Sacrifice that 1 hour of sleep. Sacrifice that lunch hour. But sacrifice somewhere. Don't use that I'm in the corporate environment and I don't have it, I can't find it. When you find the time, this is the reality, and you've heard the term. We make time for those things that we want to do, for those people that we want to spend time with. We sacrifice, we make, we find the time. You find the time to play in the social networking sandbox, the mediums. You find the time. Yes, well, Coach Adams, it's on my phone, it's convenient. Yes, but we easily get lost in that. And so you may need to say, I'm going to disconnect from social media for 30 days so that that hour that you may be spending, or that whatever that looks like now, because this is the reality. When you sacrifice the time by waking up an hour earlier or going to bed an hour later, sacrificing and being more productive during that lunch hour, whatever that looks like, let's start with this sacrifice of getting up 1 hour earlier. The reality is, in 30 days, guess what? You have just gained 30 hours of productivity time for your vision, towards the achievement of your goals and living out your dreams. Think about how powerful that is. You take that designated time. You have now worked your vision for 30 hours in this month. Look at that. Do you know how powerful that would be? If you're going from 0 to 30 hours and you're only grabbing one additional hour each day for 30 days, imagine how much more you will get accomplished. And you, at the end of this 30-day cycle, you're going to feel like, wow. You know, when I closed out 2017, I felt like, yay, I've gotten some things done. I can look back and say, this was accomplished, this was accomplished, this was accomplished. And for any of us, that is a wonderful, beautiful thing. So I want you to know that learning where to sacrifice and where you can make the shift so that you can get the yield, the results that you want, manifesting your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams is so powerful. Maybe, just maybe. So we talk about, you know, saying no and all of that. But look, just maybe, maybe you need to turn off the boob tube, the TV. Get out of not critical, not important. Get out of that quadrant, that brainless time that has nothing to do with your vision. Because stay mindful. Be reminded that we set the time management quadrants. What's most powerful about this is not how time breaks down, not this rocket science of, because it isn't rocket science, that there's 24 hours in a day and that awareness. No, it is the successful person will wisely use the 8 hours that's been designated for leisure time for achieving their goals, his or her goals. So those areas that you are vegging out per se, maximizing those hours, and in addition to maximizing those hours, capturing time wherever and whenever you can. So if you spend a lot of time watching TV, you may need to step away from that show, whatever that favorite show may be. Sacrifice that hour for 30 days. And look at how much you'll get accomplished, because, again, you have just gained 30 hours in a month by sacrificing that one show. Now, maybe you have more than one show. I'm saying start with one show or 2 half-hour shows, whatever that looks like, and dedicate that time towards working your vision. Dedicate that time to achieving your goals and living out your dreams. You know, another thing, when I was looking at the Forbes article that tickled me is, and we all get caught up, and this is why we end up spending so much time on social media. And it's so funny because Facebook Messenger keeps giving me a notification that they want me to turn on notifications. And I'm like, no. Why? Because then we're feeling compelled to respond to those notifications. No, I'll go in when I'm ready, when I have a minute, and I'll check it. I don't want my phone beeping all the time. I don't have notifications on my emails. You know, I mean, so I love that the Forbes article said, kill, not just turn off, but kill notifications. That is so key, because there's already so much and a lot going on that we are compelled. We are compelled to respond instantly, and it feels more urgent when we get the little notification. Turn those notifications off. This one I so appreciated because it definitely will distract us. People are, you know, have you ever gone to a restaurant and looked around, literally just looked around, even at your own table? And I've been guilty to look at my phone. I remember I was in Dallas, and we all went out to eat, and I was too tickled because looking around the table, everybody was on their phone. Okay, so in some cases, they were taking a pic of their food and posting it and whatever, but the bottom line was everybody was on their phone doing something related to social media, and here we are supposed to be out having a wonderful time of fellowship and dinner together, but everybody's on their phone. Look around a restaurant. And that's why this notification thing is so key. So turn off the notifications. Make the decision that I am not going to look at my phone during certain hours. If it's an emergency, they know how to reach you. They'll get through. But I'm speaking about all those social media things and those things that will pull your focus and separate your time, and they become time wasters instead of those areas that we should be focused in that are now an investment of time, because we are literally wasting our time in all of these areas. You know, another thing that I've grown to learn is that we have to learn to put first things first. But we put all of these other things in a priority spot, and they're not important. They're not critical. They're not important. And we lose our greatest resource, our greatest commodity, which is time. So learn to say no. Stop overcommitting. Unplug from the TV. Kill the notifications on your smart device. Shut them all down. Shut them off. Go in. Designate time that you will go in. Like for me, you know, if it's a Monday, I'm in social media more frequently because why? It's Motivational Monday. It's very intentional that I'm sharing about the show. But other than that, I will chip in first thing in the morning, you know, shoot out an inspirational or whatever. I may have a moment in the middle of the day, kind of scroll in and do a couple of, you know, whatevers, and maybe at the close of the day. Why? Because of they're wanting to stay relevant and present. But it's minutes at a time, literally. It doesn't even account for an hour of my day. It really doesn't. So I want you to be clear on where you are spending your time. Are you spending your time in those areas that are an investment of time? Because when it comes to time management, this is so key. Or are you wasting time? The greatest message that I trust you receive today and recognize is, am I investing my time wisely? Is my time an asset for me? Or am I wasting my time? Has time become a liability because I am wasting my time? Ah, that is what's so significant. As we do a summary recap of what we've talked about, just kind of bringing things to a tighter connection. We said that this struggle of time management and effectively managing our time, it's not new. Many of us deal with it on a regular basis. Some have gotten better than others, but it's important to understand that time is our greatest resource. It really is our greatest resource. And if we waste time, it's a liability because I can't get that time back. So I have to select and choose where I focus my time and energy on. I have to be very strategic about that. I have to have a plan around it. But in order for me to have an effective plan, I need to understand how this time has been stated that it breaks down into the 8 hours for work, 8 hours for leisure, and 8 hours for sleep. And it's been stated by Franklin Covey that the most successful person will wisely utilize the 8 hours of leisure time for achieving their goals. So they're focused in these specific areas, and I stated that oftentimes we'll say, I don't have time, but we find the time for social media. We find the time for all of these things that are time wasters instead of time builders. Instead of them being an asset towards our vision, they are a liability. So if you want to gain more time, we talked about several different ways in which guaranteed you can gain an additional 30 minutes per month, 30 minutes per month. One, get up earlier or go to bed later. 1 hour, just 1 hour. Cut out one of your favorite shows or two of your shows. So sacrifice an hour of that BoobTube couch potato TV time waster time. They've already fulfilled their vision. They're living high on the hog, laughing to the bank as you tune in, because when you tune in, you increase their stats. And I'm not trying to take money away from people in the industry. I know and love people in the industry directly, personally, that's not my focus. But what I want to see you do is I want to see you achieve your dreams. I want to see your vision crystallize and manifest. And I want to see you living out your dreams. I want you to be laughing all the way to the bank. But you're not going to laugh all the way to the bank if you're not willing to sacrifice. And so this sacrifice is that I'm sacrificing an hour of my time. I'm getting up an hour earlier, or I am going to bed an hour later. And not just that you're getting up an hour earlier and you're not productive, but the purpose of this is so that you can gain 1 hour each day, 30 hours in a month towards your vision. So that time is specifically for your vision. That sacrifice of that hour of watching TV is specifically so that you have gained 30 hours in a month to focus on your vision. So wherever you need to make the sacrifice, recognize where it is and be committed to it and try it out just for 30 days. See how much more productive you become when you zone in and focus your energy and you're very intentional and deliberate about that. Have a sense of urgency, and that was key that I learned today, is that have a sense of urgency, not just when something is urgent, but have a sense of urgency towards your vision all the time. Your vision is important. Achieving your goals, it's important. Living out your dreams, it is important. Have a sense of urgency around that. As we refresh and reconnect with the time management quadrants, we said that critical importance is only 10% of our time, whereas most people are in that firefighting mode all the time. Important, not critical, is where our time should truly be focused in on. That is your planning, that is your strategizing, that is your research. It's important, but it's not at that stage of critical. This is where the majority of our time should be broken down. Writing your business plan. When you're in important, not critical, writing it before you're meeting with the banker. Now you meet with the banker and the banker tells you that you need this, and now it's too late because you're fighting the fire. You have not properly planned. Critical, but not important, is 3%, and the other area is not critical, not important. Not important, not critical. So I want you to understand that this is so significant and key that we must recognize where I'm investing my time. When I'm able to do that, now I'm being more effective manager of my time. I'm clear on my vision. We said that you have to be clear on your vision, because when you're clear on your vision, you will say no to those things that don't align with your vision. It's easier to step away. We said just some key little points that will help you with managing your time more effectively is sacrificing that TV show, turning off, killing. Forbes said kill the notifications. And I love that. Kill the notifications. So that one, it was key, and I wanted to make sure I brought that out because many of us get caught up. The phone is buzzing all the time because of all of these notifications, be it your email, be it social media, be it text messaging, be it – this is all in addition to the phone just ringing in your standard processes throughout the day. So it is important to understand that this critical and important is a firefighting mode. You don't want to be in firefighting mode all the time. It's unhealthy. It brings about stress. But, yes, there are times when things get to that stage. When they're at that stage, it's because I could not predict them happening. I could plan for them, but I couldn't predict them happening. For example, you may be like, Coach Adams, okay, like, yeah, I don't really get that. What are you saying? So what I'm saying is critical and important is, for example, if you are a parent and you have children, you send them off to school, you think all is well, you get the call at work, suddenly you have to leave work to go and pick up your little one because they had an accident at school. That is critical and important. You didn't project that in your day that your child was going to have an emergency and now you have to suddenly run off. It just happened. So those areas you can allow for your time. Now, if your time is so pressed that you have and you're trying to squeeze 8 hours of stuff in 6 hours, guess what? Now you get the call and it throws everything off. But if you properly prepare and plan, you can strategically work and navigate yourself around that. Important, not critical, is where 80%, this is a large chunk, 80% of our time should be focused in important, not critical. This is the quadrant that I want you to recognize is the investment of time. This is when you are investing. When you are in not critical, not important, critical but not important, those quadrants, guess what? You are wasting time. Time is now a liability instead of an asset. So I want us to all step back and determine, where can I craft? This is your journey work. This is the journey work that Coach Adams is giving you. This is your journey work assignment. Determine, where can I gain one additional hour each day in this month of February so that I can gain, and today is obviously the fifth day of February, and being that it's the fifth day of February, you're going to only be able to regain so many, we talked about 1 hour each day over a 30 day period, the month would give you 30 additional hours when we break it down over 30 days. But of course, in this illustration, several things. First of all, today is the 5th. Secondly, February only has 28 days. Do the math, but look at how many additional hours you're able to capture. If you just sacrifice 1 hour, so I want you to look at, start now. Don't use it as an excuse. Start now right where you are. Where can I gain? Where can I gain one additional hour each day? And look at, we're going to do it and speak it over a 30-day cycle. The fact that you have gained 30 hours to focus on your vision, 30 hours to do planning around achieving your goals, 30 hours to execute on your vision and your goals, 30 additional hours to live out your dreams just from sacrificing and being more wise with managing your time. And that's what we're talking about. We want to grow in being greater life managers, as you've often heard me use that term in reference. We want to grow in being more effective with our time. We want to grow each day, each moment. We should see the gap that we have from where we are today to where we desire to grow. We should see this gap closing. We should be able to see a progression of, okay, my goals that I want to achieve, it's way out there. But I can see the target. I'm clear on what the target is. Now, as you continue to execute and take steps in the direction of that, each step that you take closes that gap. And effective time management is key in this process, that we must be more effective in managing our time, our greatest resource. Where can you sacrifice to gain more time? In whatever you do, even tuning in to Motivational Mondays, I trust it's a great investment of time. I trust, why do I trust that? Because you're getting tools that support you on your journey to be more effective, to be more efficient, that support you in growing and developing to the next level. So this is value time. Where are those areas, what I'm talking about, that you're not getting value out of your time? You're just simply wasting your time. the time wasters, because whatever we invest in our journey is what we're going to get out. So if you don't like what you are yielding right now, you don't like the results that you are getting, you have to change that input. Input equals output. And so if you want a different output, you have to change the input. You have to change what you are doing. Stop using "I don't have time" as an excuse. Sacrifice. Figure out where you can gain time so that you can now focus on your vision. Do not, I give you the charge, do not let this year go by with regret. Do not let this year go by with woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish I would have, I could have, but I didn't. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. No. Mm-mm. I want you to close out this year. We want to celebrate with you here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You and Coach Adams. We want to celebrate your wins. I want this year to be a year that you're moving from win to win. And as we continue to bring you programming that supports you, so that you can be more equipped to achieve your goals and living out your dreams and crystallizing your vision, we're here for you. I'm for you. Hashtag I'm for you. So know that we're here. We support you. We're excited to hear about your results as we continue this journey together. It is amazing how quickly time flies as we're preparing to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. I want you to know that we want to continue the dialogue with you. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group. This is a great opportunity for you to ask questions, for you to exchange thoughts and ideas and insight and wisdom, to get some support. So I want you to know that if you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, that you have the opportunity to be a part of that, and it's through Facebook, so just request to join. I want you to know that, as often we say, we really do here on Inspired Media for You, again, celebrating 2 years. Motivational Mondays is celebrating 2 years on Inspired Media for You, but over 4 years on the airwaves in general. And we don't take your support lightly. We don't take, you know, we're here regularly, faithfully, but we don't take it for granted that you're tuning in. We want you to know how much we so truly appreciate you. And with each episode, we desire to bring you quality programming. And I want you to be aware, speaking of quality programming, on our next installment of Motivational Mondays, February the 12th, we have a co-author joining us, Joanne Sanders. And Joanne Sanders is going to be sharing some very rich nuggets, and it's going to be a powerful and insightful time, specifically focused on the power of forgiveness. You know, I've had some great insight on that and learned some richness, and I'm excited because one may be saying, well, Coach Adams, how in the world does this affect my vision? How in the world does this affect me achieving my goals? How in the world does this affect me living out my dreams? Well, you are going to have to tune in next week for that insight and that revelation. Last week, your very own Coach Adams was interviewed on the Change radio show. Again, I'm a part of the Change book series, book number 14. If you're interested in getting your copy, email admin@coachadams.com. Rich chapter on the power of words, but not only written by your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams, but this is the thing. Not only do I have a powerful chapter, but it's a great insight into empowerment where the producers of this project brought together 20 coaches from all around the globe. And so you may get additional insight from others that are part of this project. If you're interested in getting your copy, get it directly from Coach Adams. You'll get an autographed copy and just really that richness of the power of words. admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In addition, in March, we're going to bring on the creator of the Blog Talk Radio show, The Change, and we're also going to be hearing in the future from the producers of The Change book series. So we're going to definitely bring you greater richness around this project that Coach Adams is associated with and so excited to be a part of. I want you to know that I definitely want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, and or again, you can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can give a call directly. We'd love to hear from you. 310-289-2101. I want you to be aware Coach Adams offers a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we have our Win Shop, January and in July. So our next Win Shop will be hosted in July. And this is a live empowerment workshop, our Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It's a wonderful live time to shape up and win around your vision. And I want you to know, in addition to that, we have vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment that's brought to you through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and various opportunities, team building, speaking engagements that bring you the fullness of our full circle of empowerment, coaching empowerment. Of course, we are here every Monday, faithfully, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Monday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for you to receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, again, you can visit www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com. Inspired/inspired media for you, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspired media, the number for the letter U. That's all the time that we have for today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. If you have any questions around our time management and what was discussed and shared around the time management quadrant, where your time should be focused, time wasters versus time builders, investing in your time versus wasting time, whatever that may be, how do you gain additional time, don't hesitate to be in touch through our social media networks, through email, phone, whatever that looks like for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.